Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Now, a uncomfortable topic to say the least, what you're discussing today, sort of how to get this whole family meeting together without really stepping on any toes.
Yeah, you know, when we have a loved one or a close friend who we're all kind of noticing needs some additional care, many often find themselves a little overwhelmed with questions and emotions and decisions on how to care for that person. For example, you know, you might be asking, where do we even start? How do we get everyone on the same page? And who needs to be present at that? So according to today's caregiver, one helpful tool that they talk about is the SOAR model. Synchronizing everyone together, organizing a plan, analyzing what needs to be done, and recognizing the feelings and emotions that may go along with that. You know, I like it because it offers simple ways for families to hold effective meetings, maybe improve the communication that's currently going on, and create a plan that supports both their loved one or family member and each other. So when we talk about synchronizing, the first step is holding an effective meeting is to get all family members who need to be involved to the table. Getting everyone together, as we know, can be tough sometimes, and as difficult as it may be to balance everyone's schedule, it's a vital first step for that. But having a clear purpose, a convenient time and location, and everyone's attitude of teamwork really helps motivate people to attend. For many families, distance can be an obstacle, so of course, get creative and explore other options, you know, for when and how you can meet. Maybe it's a virtual option for those who don't live close by, or maybe some of them are coming back in the near future, and this meeting can wait until they get back to be able to hold it in person while they're back. And remember, the loved one or your friend has a right to make their own decisions, unless they have been deemed medically that they cannot. And if they cannot have someone, you know, close by, watch them while this meeting's being held. You know, some ideas for topics could be, you know, the personal care for this person. What are we going to do about that? Who's going to pay their bills, you know, and look over their finances? How are we going to transport this person to and from different appointments that they have scheduled? You know, also another thing is cleaning the house. Groceries, legal issues, maybe doctor's appointments, community resources. You know, maybe there's resources out there that you can use that will help the family. Their safety is a big concern. You may be looking at things in the house that may need to change or updated so they can get around easier. And also the emotional support and maybe future housing and what that might look like for them. And discussing everyone's expectation creates an atmosphere of honesty and a willingness to listen to each other. So though this discussion may produce some maybe awkward or uncomfortable feelings for some family members, it at least helps to acknowledge their feelings and be accepting of those. You know, written communication is always important, so notes should be taken and then at the end sent to everyone. So next, we want to kind of organize those categories for what's next? Who's going to start doing what? What needs to be explored more? Who's going to do that? What deadlines need to be established? Other good organizational questions might be, what are our options? You know, do we have different options for transportation rather than one of us maybe taking mom or dad to and from their appointments? What do we still need to know and research? What if this happens? You know, having a backup plan for some of those things might be nice. And what can each of us contribute? You know, we all have different skills and attributes that we are gifted with. And so maybe we can help in certain ways and another family member can help in others to help really balance out that load for everyone. And you might also ask yourself, who else needs to be involved? How will your daily schedule, you know, you deal with all your daily schedules now that maybe you're stepping up and taking up more of the responsibility. Look at holidays and emergencies. How are those going to be handled? Talking in advance about difficult situations will help lessen the future problems and clarify that communication again. Emotions, as we know, are so fragile and sensitive. Issues are discussed, you know, when you have a meeting like this. So remember, organizing provides structure, not ownership, and all decisions should be flexible and considerate of all parties involved. Again, that note taker is so important to also make sure all tasks are divided equally. And maybe that note taker is taking on more than what they need to, and maybe they're okay with that, but also maybe they're not. So just check in. And again, when they send out those notes, maybe there's something that you could help take off their list. You didn't realize that they had so many items on their list. So again, also consider, what if that person makes a decision that I'll agree with? Talking ahead of time will help reduce that. Because again, if it's on their list of things to do and they make that decision, you all have to be okay with it. So a good communication. And then you want to, you know, coming to a consensus, talking about analyzing our decisions is not always easy. Getting to know, gaining that factual knowledge and reorganizing things will not always run perfectly, but it's a good start. So agreeing ahead of time that everyone will try to work together and acknowledge that adjustments will have to be made. And from time to time, all those that are involved maybe need to reassess the plan as the situation progresses. So maybe plan that out every so many weeks or maybe months. We're going to recheck in and communicate again how everything is going. Also assess everyone's, I talked about a little bit before, but everyone's skills. How are they being used? For example, having someone in the family with a healthcare background is great. This person may know many community resources that are going to be a great tool to help with, or maybe the right questions to ask when going to the doctor. What frequently happens, though, is that other family members rely on that person a lot as the expert. And healthcare providers understand and know the medical system, but remember they're also emotionally involved as well, and they may need some additional emotional support. You know, evaluate if all family members have been included. Sometimes those in-laws or significant others are sometimes feel maybe a little uncomfortable and not understanding how much they should speak up. They may also have wonderful skills to offer and be willing if asked. And the R is recognize. Remember, family members will be at different places emotionally. One may have, you know, some territorial feelings. Well, I'm the daughter, for example, I have to do everything for mom or dad. Some may feel frightened or uncomfortable at the prospect of caring for a sick person. Respect the other's rights and feelings, even to say no. If the tension becomes too great, bring in maybe a third party. Maybe it's a social worker or an outside person. Maybe it's a minister to help maybe facilitate some of those discussions. Unfortunately, many difficult relationships arise out of misunderstandings and miscommunication. So using that effective communication techniques can help diffuse, again, future disagreements. Using I statements, for example, are a great way to communicate, you know, I feel that I need to, whatever that is. And so that's just expressing your feelings and not put judgment on others. And also make sure to listen to empathy with each person expresses their desire to understand the other person's feelings. For example, saying, let me listen and help me understand what you're feeling. Many times if a person feels we've been heard, then sometimes recognizes their feelings, they are willing to cooperate and help with the problem affecting their personal feelings. You know, the grieving process is all emotional, has all different stages, you know, from anger, denial. It's already happening. The person you all have known and loved is starting to decline, and that's not easy to watch. So again, give people, everyone, time to digest what is happening and realize that everyone is dealing with it at a different level and at different times. So listening and forgiving will help decrease that emotional impact for the whole family members. So you can all, at the end of the day, help care for your friend or loved one. For additional information on caregiving or adult development and aging, feel free to contact me at 785-828-4438.
Some very important tips on navigating a tough time. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine, Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.